It's my pleasure tonight to introduce Kamina Jalati, Ayurvedic health practitioner and registered yoga teacher, speaking for the first time here at Many Rivers. She's going to be giving a talk on yoga nidra, the benefits of deep relaxation. She is an Ayurvedic health practitioner, and she focuses on preventative care through maintaining balance and connection to nature with food, lifestyle, and seasonal practices. She currently sees clients and teaches at the Center for Inner Health and Stillness in Santa Rosa and the Jnana Center right here in Sebastopol. And thank you very much for coming to Many Rivers.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I grew up in Sebastopol, and I recently moved back just a year ago, and when I came to this bookstore and found that you had a whole Ayurveda section, I was like, yes, okay, I made the right choice. So tonight the talk is on yoga nidra, and I'm going to explain a little bit about it, and then we'll do kind of a short seated yoga nidra practice. So it's usually done laying down, but it'll be nice to just kind of get a little taste for it and be able to have a nice relaxing evening. So, as you mentioned, I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, so I'm going to be kind of speaking about yoga nidra from an Ayurvedic perspective. And are you guys familiar with Ayurveda at all? Yeah, okay. A little bit. So, okay. So Ayurveda is, for those of you that don't know, the Sanskrit word for Ayas is life and Veda is knowledge. So Ayurveda is like the study or science of life. So kind of includes a lot. It's an approach that encompasses the elements, and we use body therapy, sound therapy, color therapy, basically all therapies possible, and it's more of an individualized approach. So it's finding different remedies that are going to be balancing for your own constitution. So Ayurveda is this whole holistic medical system from India thousands of years ago, but we're still looking at the individual, so there's no blanket kind of terminology, no blanket prescription or remedy. It all depends on what's needed for you. So I bring that up because yoga nidra is a therapy that's often prescribed in Ayurveda. So a practitioner or a doctor may recommend a yoga nidra practice for people going through a purification or someone who's dealing with different disorders. Yoga nidra is a relaxation practice, so it's really great for the nervous system, insomnia, lowers blood pressure, and just reduces stress. So it's good for just overall health and well-being, but also to know that it can be used in a real therapeutic way. So at a clinic in Nevada City that I used to work at, people would actually come in and have individualized one-on-one yoga nidra therapy with a practitioner. So you can work on something specific, like releasing tension in the neck, or working on an emotional issue, so you can really kind of prescribe and cater to whatever is needed. So yoga nidra is yogic sleep. So nidra actually means sleep. And part of the reason why I wanted to do this talk is because a lot of people don't know what yoga nidra is, and when you see the word yoga with another word at the end of it, you kind of think that it's just another one of those branded yoga companies that somebody made up, and I think that's great, but yoga nidra is a little bit different in that way, where it's not actually a practice. It's described as a state of consciousness that's achieved through deep relaxation. So although nidra means sleep and yoga nidra is yogic sleep, you're not actually falling asleep, you're staying awake, but you're as deep as you can be while still being conscious and aware. So the idea is to take yourself down into the most relaxed state as possible, and you're kind of hovering above sleep or below sleep, wherever it is for you. So you're as relaxed as you can be without falling asleep. And that can be achieved in a lot of different ways. So there's a lot of different yoga nidra techniques, mostly including like body scanning and breathing, visualizations. There's a variety of techniques used. And at first you may not recognize if you're getting into that yoga nidra state. Some people fall asleep the first time they do it. Some people are kind of like, what was that? It felt kind of dreamlike. But once you start to practice it, you'll know when you get there. There's this kind of like sweet spot where you're like awake, but you're somewhere else as well. So people kind of describe it as, I don't know, lucid dreaming in a way, or in a class, people will say, I was awake the whole time, I was hearing your voice, but like I also wasn't. So it's like there's kind of a part of you that's aware, but also you're not in a usual kind of functioning awareness. So there's actually been a lot of studies now showing that in the yoga nidra state, the alpha and theta brainwaves are functioning at the same time. So it's kind of this unique state that it's a really unusual place to be. So it's just a deep meditative state, basically. And the idea behind it as well is to help expand consciousness. So it's not just to relax just for the sake of relaxing, which is great and has all those benefits, but it's also just to expand awareness and kind of reach higher states of consciousness. So that's why yogis have been doing it for a while. And yoga nidra, it doesn't have its like exact origin, which is like true with a lot of yoga and like kind of tantric teachings. It's like somewhere long ago in these ancient texts, and it's hard to know exactly when it came through, but it is in the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, so the Hatha Yoga text. Yoga nidra is mentioned, and then also in several other like tantric texts it's mentioned. And in those texts, it's not necessarily mentioned how they achieve that state. They just describe it as like this dream-like realm that kind of people entered into. So it's kind of interesting. So this is why I felt it's important to explain it. And also, I studied yoga nidra through my Ayurveda training. But since I moved back here, I've been teaching classes and just watching people go through these different transformations, and it's just amazing me. Like, I feel like it's basically exploring like a mystery of really where we are going when people enter into that deep state. Like, people come out of it and like, wow, like I feel amazing, I don't really get it, like what just happened to me. But it's really beautiful, and a lot is kind of coming up for people and healing. And so I'm just kind of want to get the word out there, but also encourage people to try practicing it on their own, because it's something that can be great just for sleep at the end of a stressful day. I do it instead of taking a nap. I'll listen to yoga nidra and just find that it's more restful. So you can do long practices or short practices. And I'm also noticing that it's hard. People have a hard time taking time to relax and taking care of themselves in that way. And so this is just kind of like, I'm really curious about this. And I also totally know how that is. And you're really stressed. You often reach for things that are going to kind of self-medicating in certain ways, or reaching for food or whatever it may be. But also, I think we all know that if we were actually going to do something that would be more wholesome and beneficial, we can come out of that stress more quickly. So it's just something that I've been noticing people exploring, and seeing that when people can commit to a regular practice, they're able to carry that state of relaxation into their everyday life much more easily. So at first it's kind of noticing the contrast between like walking out to the, being out on the busy street, and then you come into a quiet space and practice, and finding a way to carry that out. So I'm teaching a restorative yoga class at Kaiser right now, and the woman came in and she's like, I was really stressed out this morning, and now I feel like I can walk away like calm. And you just like see people's really change. And that's in an hour and a half of like a restorative class and yoga nidra, but I've seen experience that happen in such a shorter time as well. So I think part of like the health education that we can keep sharing with each other is like encouraging each other to take that 5 minutes or whatever it may be to like center ourselves and walk through the world calmer. So that's the goal. And also being at the hospital, I'm seeing how doctors are prescribing restorative yoga, which kind of has similar benefits, as like instead of medication or like in juncture with their medication in a way. So like people say, oh, like I'm in this pain, my doctor's prescribed me to come to this class before I start taking pain medication and seeing if it helped. And I haven't been doing it long enough to like really know if they're taking their medication or not, but it's showing that there's research and science behind the benefits of meditation and relaxation. So yeah, any questions so far? No? Okay. So this is slightly unrelated, but one of my goals is to take yoga nidra into like corporate settings and do kind of create this like glorified nap hour with people. And it's first of all because I love the practice, but second of all, I realize everyone's really exhausted and really stressed out, and I think that it's partially the practice that makes people feel better at the end, but it's also just partially unplugging from whatever it is that they're engaged in, all the external stimulation, and just taking this little like sanctuary time where they don't have to do anything and don't have to worry about anything, and just creating this little bubble where people can just be themselves and totally be receptive. Because obviously in this culture we're very active, we're very engaged, we're very much in the world, face of stimulation all the time, and it's rare to just really unplug. And I think it's really important. And from the Ayurvedic perspective, health comes from an equal balance of outward and inward movement. So they look at kind of the cycle of the year, where the winter solstice is, well, I guess we're moving towards the summer solstice, so we'll start there. That's like the peak of energy, so it's like this outward movement, and then the winter solstice, and then as we move towards winter solstice, it's a drawing in of energy. So it's kind of this like outward and inward movement. And that's, of course, like the big picture of it, but also seeing that in our day-to-day life. Like, do we have an equal amount of outward and inward movement? Are we doing more outward? Are we doing more inward and, like, retreating too much? So trying to find that balance. And so I found this practice is a really nice way to do more of the inward. And in yoga, it's also called pratyahara, which is kind of the removal of the outside sensory stimulus, so it's drawing in of the senses. So in the practice, first we'll just let kind of the attention wander to all the senses and all the sounds and noises in the room, and then we draw everything in. So you start to kind of notice and observe what's going on in your body, any feelings that you're having, any sensations, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. So another thing with this practice is that you can't really hide. When you get into this deep state, you're kind of faced with whatever maybe the busyness has been covering up. And that's part of the healing, but it's also just something that I guess it's been interesting to see how that, what it brings up for different people. So memories can come, like different traumas can resurface. Just feeling of like anxiety and uncomfortableness. Some people have like twitches and a lot of like body releases. And sometimes it's not like that at all. It's just a nice, blissful, kind of relaxing time. But part of the practice is to kind of unwind any like suppressed thoughts, emotions, feelings, anything that's kind of stuck in the body. And actually Richard Miller, they have the book here. He's kind of one of the pioneers of yoga nidra. He created the iRest practice, which is a secular kind of approach to yoga nidra. So he's been taking it into VA hospitals and working with PTSD victims and kind of taking it out into the mainstream and doing really awesome things. And he speaks a lot about, well, we'll read a quote from him about what happens when we just let things arise and just kind of witness whatever experience we're having. So he states, during Yoga Nidra, we intentionally locate and investigate sensations, feelings, emotions, thoughts, and images. We go into them, we explore them, we bring them into consciousness. As these impressions are allowed to float freely in awareness, without our trying to repress or express them, they arise and fade away into the background, no longer bothersome to the mind because the mind has no intention to refuse or deny their existence. He also mentions this approach of pratyahara, to draw the prana of the subtle senses inward, is a process of elimination whereby unconscious material is allowed to surface into awareness and into consciousness. When repressed material arises without personal reaction, it dissolves. So I thought that was a really nice quote, and maybe I guess it's kind of something that's maybe more understood through experience, which I think we can all relate to, where it's like, well, what would come up and like what would need to be released, but it can be kind of surprising. And since I mentioned Richard Miller, who's a kind of pioneer of Yoga Nidra, also just mentioned a couple other people who have kind of brought it more to the West, and that's the founder of the Bihar School of Yoga and Swami Satyananda Saraswati, and the founder of the Himalayan Institute, Swami Rama. So those are kind of the main people that brought Yoga Nidra and these kind of like specific dialed in practices to the West. Any questions? Does it sound interesting? It's kind of like this, like, what is this thing? Like, if you haven't done it before, I can see how that would be. And then going along kind of the lines of what Richard Miller was saying, it's about kind of finding the calm place within and then just resting there. So it's about kind of developing that inner resource of something is happening and we're reacting to it, but finding, kind of training ourselves and our nervous system to find that inner resource, know that like there's a calm space within that resides within us, a place of wisdom and knowing, and this is just a practice to help us connect more to that. And that's actually the number one, my number one favorite thing about it, is it just helps us connect into ourselves and our kind of truest desires and who we really are, or who we're learning that we are. Yeah.
As I listen to you describing this space, it feels like the natural space.
Yeah.
And my experience with what I call the natural space is that it points out that we're not in a natural space, and that it's something to be restored to, it's something to return to. But that's not the way it is. It's to stop leaving that space. And I look at language a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And how language and our relationship with words does not necessarily generate draws us away from.
Yeah,
draws
definitely.
Us away from that. So something that I learned, I learned a sign for pause.
Oh yeah.
And I've noticed that when I pause myself, like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
that it takes me instantly to a place that has no relationship with words.
Right.
When I find a place that has no relationship with words, it feels like it's what you're describing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and I definitely relate to that. And part of the practice is kind of taking people down through the layers of ourself. In yoga, it's like the sheets of like these energetic bodies. It's like starting with the physical, then the emotional, the mental, and until keep going down until we get to our natural state of being, whatever that may be, or whatever, however we experience that. So it is this kind of like slow unraveling, and that's kind of the process of yoga nidra, is that we start with the body and the sensations of the body, move to the breath, the feelings, and you kind of go deeper and deeper down, and then you can kind of maintain the yoga nidra. And time becomes really strange in that state too. Like, I've did a practice the other night. I've listened to like YouTube yoga nidra sometimes, and it was, I'm like, okay, like I'll do like a 15 minute. I think I can take 15 minutes right now. And I go into it and I'm like, what? That felt longer or shorter. What was it? It's just this like timeless kind of space. And that's, time goes by really quickly, I notice, in once you're in that kind of place too. So it's interesting. Yeah. So, did you have a question?
Yeah. You had mentioned the sheet that does go into the koshas then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you'd probably like this book, or you know, it does, yeah, he connects with that. Actually, I'll just read you one other little thing about that. So, this is what Richard Miller found, and he's an amazing scholar and also has done a lot of research, which has been really good for the field. He started the Integrative Research Institute, which is actually in San Rafael, and this is what he's kind of discovered. So he says that from exploring the physical body, we come to the conclusion that our body is not solid. It's in fact infinite, spacious vibration without center or periphery. Moving into the energetic body, we realize the body is fluid, unlimited energy. And he kind of goes down, like exploring the body of kind of ego or the I, we investigate the question, who am I? Who is aware of these emotions and feelings? And helping us to inquire about our true nature. So it's like he goes into becoming the witness to everything. Yeah, through those sheets. Yeah, it's cool. So, any other questions at this point? I thought we could do a little practice. It's better laying down, and it's going to be kind of short, but we'll give it a go. Yeah, so first we'll just do a couple stretches. So you can uncross your legs, and I'm really short, so you can put your feet on the ground. I can't quite reach. No, that's okay. That's good. And first, we'll just take a couple shoulder rolls. So just rolling our shoulders back and around. Just inhaling as your shoulders circle up, squeezing your shoulder blades together, and then letting them fall down. Inhaling up. Circling around. And then coming back to center and just twisting to the left side and just looking over your left shoulder. And just taking an inhale. Stretching up, and then as you exhale, twisting a little bit more, staying over, looking over the left shoulder. We'll inhale, come back to center, and we'll turn to the opposite side. So looking over the right shoulder. Inhale, stretching up. And exhale, twisting even more. And then exhale, coming back to center, and we'll take your right hand, or you can start on either side, but you'll draw your head to your ear, and then you'll extend the arm out to the side. So you might be touching someone, and you'll flex the wrist. And then you can close your eyes and just make circles with the wrist. I have some music, so we can do that too. And you can switch directions of the wrist circles. And you can flex the hand and then slowly lower the hand down. So you're just opening up all the small muscles of the neck. You can switch to the opposite side. So first extending the arm out, making circles with the wrist. And switching directions. Flex the hand and then slowly lower it down. You can release the head and then you can make three slow circles with your head in each direction. If you have any neck pain, you don't have to go around all the way. Just making circles with the neck, three in each direction. Together is creating some heat. And then go ahead and place one hand on your chest, upper chest, and then one hand right below your belly button. You can keep your eyes closed and just go ahead and take a deep inhale. Exhaling out through the mouth. And taking a deep inhale. Feeling out through the mouth. One more time, inhaling deeply. Exhaling out through the mouth. And just letting your breath now flow naturally. Noticing how your chest is rising with the inhale, belly expands, chest contracts with the exhale, belly softens. Just continuing to inhale fully, exhale fully. And just noticing how your body is participating with the breath. Chest expanding, belly expanding, chest contracting, belly softening. Both hands down to your lap, keeping your eyes closed. You can rest your hand on your knees or just fold it at your lap, whatever's comfortable for you. And just letting your body relax as much as possible, keeping your spine straight. So tucking in your chin slightly. And just feeling the support of the chair. Letting your hips relax. Relaxing your face and your jaw. Letting your face become soft. Wander through your senses. So first just noticing sounds in the room, sounds outside. Noticing any smells. Noticing the way your clothes feel on your skin. noticing what you see on the backs of your eyelids. Is there any taste present for you? Just letting your attention wander through your senses. Relaxing the whole right arm together, letting the whole right arm fall. You feel heavy and weighted. And now moving to the left side, noticing the left hand. Noticing where it is and what it's touching. Feeling into any sensation of the left hand. Noticing your left hand thumb. Second finger. Third finger. Fourth finger. Fifth finger, back of the hand, palm of the hand. Imagining now a radiant orb of sensation in the palm of the left hand. relaxing now the wrist, the forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder. Now relaxing the whole left arm together. The whole left arm is heavy and weighted. Moving now to your shoulder blades, your upper back, your middle back, lower back, relaxing your hips, relaxing your thighs, your knees, shins and calves, ankles, heels, top of the feet, bottom of the feet. Now becoming aware of all 10 toes. All 10 toes. Now relaxing both legs together. Allowing both legs to become heavy. As if they're being pulled down to the earth. And your legs become relaxed and weighted. Now moving to the crown of the head, noticing any sensation at the crown of the head, the back of the head, the back of the neck, relaxing the forehead, allowing the eyelids to become heavy, relaxing the muscles behind the eyes, relaxing the cheeks, becoming aware of the lips and teeth, relaxing the tongue, chin, throat, chest, relaxing the abdomen. Imagining all the internal organs relaxed and at ease. And now bringing your awareness to the crown of your head again. And just imagining a wave of relaxation moving down your body. Slowly moving down your face. Moving down your arms, out through your fingertips, feeling it moving down the middle of your body, down your legs, out through your toes, and just feeling the soothing, relaxing wave moving down your body. Letting go of any tension or holding. back to your breath. Starting with the nostrils, feeling the breath moving in the nostrils, feeling the breath moving out of the nostrils. Body participating in the breath. So noticing as the breath moves into the nostrils, the chest rises, belly expands, belly softens, chest contracts, breath moves out of the nostrils. And just feeling into this three-part wave. Keeping the body relaxed, letting go. Body is relaxed. Just doing one visualization. Just imagining your body healthy, resting at ease. Just feeling your body radiating perfect health. And if there's any particular place in your body that's needing extra attention or care, and just send some loving, healing energy to that place. Keeping your eyes closed, you can go ahead and return one hand to your upper chest and the other hand right below the belly button. And taking a few deep breaths. Take a moment now to check in with yourself. Notice if any shifts have occurred since the beginning of the practice, or if there's anything in particular that you'd like to take with you. And for the rest of the evening, just taking a moment to thank yourself for taking this time to pause and relax. And when you feel ready, you can slowly lower your hands down. Open your eyes. Anyone want to share how that felt? Oh, I don't know about you guys, but in about 15 minutes, I felt like I got pretty relaxed. So it's just an example that it doesn't have to be an hour. It can happen quite quickly. Yeah. So... kind of just speaks for itself, but that was obviously just a little sample. And when you're laying down on the floor, you're supported with some bolsters if you want, eye pillow, maybe some aromatherapy, and you go into like full visualizations, and it kind of varies, but you kind of get an idea. Yeah.
I was hovering on the edge of sleep, okay. So, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't,
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But, I'm trying to understand what you said about the falling asleep is not the idea.
Right.
And there's a state I sometimes have when I wake up in the morning where I feel that, and I've even mentally said this, I could go back to sleep or I could wake up.
Mm.
Like, is that the...
That's pretty much...
Is that the region?
Yeah, that would be it, where you're awake and aware, but you're not thinking, like, you're not making real cognitive decisions. And yeah, and in yoga nidra, sometimes you can fall asleep and that's okay, and maybe that's just the body like needing rest. And yeah, so when you feel like you're kind of hovering, it is like, oh, I could really just like be gone and be out. But they kind of, the research has shown that the benefits occur when you try to keep yourself awake, and then you can kind of stay in that hover state with less effort.
Is there a procedure for pulling yourself back into that hover state if you feel yourself sort of spiraling
away? I think it's different for everyone. If someone starts to snore in a class, I'll like touch their ankle. That's my way of bringing them back. But no, it's, and I think that if yoga nidra can be used to help sleep, so it's great before bed. So you can even Google some yoga nidra tonight and listen to it before bed. And there are certain practices that are designed for that, but most of them are to be done just middle of the day, and then you go on with the rest of your life. But yeah, so if you find you're falling asleep, maybe you can use it as just a sleep remedy.
So in other words, that's okay if that happens.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. But if you're not conscious, then you're not really able to process the things that come up when you're still aware. So awake and aware is the idea. Yeah.
So, how is it different than guided meditation or TM?
It's really similar, and it also has a lot of similarities to hypnosis. I think that it's mostly different in the fact that you're moving more closer to sleep. Whereas guided meditation, you're trying to stay a little bit more
alert.
Yeah. Where this is like, it's a little bit different. Yeah, in that way. Yeah, and you're laying down with your eyes closed, so you're already kind of trained that this is sleep time. If you guys don't have any more questions, I'll just go ahead and let you know if you don't have one of these already. This is a little like free class voucher. I teach just right down the street at the Diana Center, 12 to 1 tomorrow, Friday. And then Wednesdays in Santa Rosa. So first class is free, and you can bring, you don't have to bring anything, but you can bring like a blanket or pillow, because it's kind of nice to have your own. And
would that be like this but longer?
Yeah, longer, laying down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how much does it cost when you're going through your free one?
The Dhyana Center is 10 to 15 sliding scale, and same as Santa Rosa. And I do kind of series, so it's like becomes like $8 a class if you do like six in a row.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For now,
yeah. And since I'm here, I might as well share that I am in the process of making a little CD. So if you want updates on that, there'll be free downloads. You can write your email. And I don't like have a newsletter or anything, so I'm not like sending out lots of things. But if you are interested, I can pass this around and you can write your email and take one of these, pass it on. He's in Santa Fe. Yeah, he's like traveling the world doing different trainings and thought songs and stuff. But I think he does like a weekly class and. Yeah, IRI.org, I think is his website. Yeah, so it's cool. Yeah, haven't studied with him yet, but I would like to. He's doing real, and he's also does yoga nidra in jails and yeah, the VA hospitals. Works with like the homeless, and he's just kind of like taking it to the streets. So it's really cool. I know that would be that would be cool. Yeah, never know. So thanks for listening, and I hope that you experience some level of relaxation. And I guess just lastly, I'll end that with Ayurveda. It's kind of this understanding that we know how to keep ourselves healthy and balanced. It's a matter of really listening and living the wisdom that we know. So this is just kind of one way to get more in touch with that, and this is like the lifelong, you know, learning. Of course, we're all like figuring this out, how to stay balanced, but kind of coming into contact with, okay, what do I need? What does my body really need? And sometimes it's to lay down and relax and close your eyes. So, thank you. Thanks for having me. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Well, my toothpaste is gone.
Oh, yeah.